From NPR News, this is Day to Day. We've just heard about how Congress is back tackling Iraq and the budget, the Benjamins. Also high on the to-do list, tackling the mortgage crisis. We turn now to Marketplace's Steve Tripoli. And Steve, what are lawmakers considering on Capitol Hill?
Well, Madeline, the surprisingly bipartisan word appears to be regulation. This is by no means, of course, unanimous, and how far to go with regulation is always a tricky question. But Desmond Lachman at the conservative-leaning American Enterprise Institute told me that Congress needs to address how this crisis happened.
There were a whole lot of practices during the period 2000 to 2006 that we now need to take some action to ensure that that doesn't get repeated. There are regulatory gaps that need to be straightened out. The other thing that needs to be done is the rating agencies need thorough reform.
Steve, just what are those regulatory gaps that Mr. Lachman is referring to?
Well, the problems generally cited are that too many lenders misled borrowers and too many put them into high-cost loans when the borrowers could have qualified for cheaper ones. So the talk is of better and more binding disclosures from lenders, and that's a job for regulators. And, of course, it's been revealed that there really was what can only be called a tidal wave of illegal activity in subprime mortgage markets, from inflated home appraisals, falsified borrower qualifications, and much more. So I think this is pointing to putting more regulatory and law enforcement cops on the beat.
What about the rating agencies? Tell us more about them and what role they played in the subprime problem.
Well, these are the folks on Wall Street who told the world that packages of subprime mortgages that had been bundled into investment securities were just swell and safe investments. And, of course, they were neither, as it turns out. So we're already hearing from congressional heavyweights that these ratings agencies need to start getting their ratings of investment risk right. And the conflicts of interest inherent in having these agencies paid by those they rate will also be in for some scrutiny for sure.
Okay, so we're hearing a lot about regulation. What about bailout? Any help for homeowners?
Well, the short answer for homeowners is not much help and not soon. President Bush last week announced a plan to help 80,000 homeowners refinance their mortgages, but the Democrats point out that many, many more than that are in trouble. The Federal Reserve just today asked loan servicing companies to work with borrowers, but that's just a request, not an order. And the problem here is that all sides have to walk a fine line between saving people who were duped or scammed and bailing out speculators and dicey loan companies, because that sends the wrong message.
And Steve, what can you tell us about this article that was in today's Boston Globe saying that credit card companies are sending out solicitations to people in trouble, the subprime borrowers? And wow, that just sounds like it's going to make a bad situation even worse.
Well, the card companies say they're providing cash to people who may have no other place to get it now. The consumer groups howl this is just another round of reckless, irresponsible lending. I'll tell you, I'm not sure how you're helping most people with high-priced debt problems in the long run by throwing them more high-priced debt.
Okay, thank you, Steve. That's Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.